It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Great. We're going to talk about patience today. Not the person who's sick, but the quality that we could bring into our day. And this came because this week I had someone I was talking to just telling me, I just don't have any patience for, she had some workmen that weren't performing according to what they said they would do. And somebody else talking about lack of patience because they keep saying they're going to change a habit and it's not changing. And then I had my own lovely total loss of patience working with a government employee in California on the phone. And I became dysfunctional. I was just so frustrated. Mm-hmm. There's a great quote by Dr. Judith Orloff, who wrote a book called Emotional Freedom. And she said, frustration is not the key to any door. Patience is a lifelong spiritual practice as well as a way to find emotional freedom. And that just resonated. Because so the whole idea of patience often gets convoluted with passivity or doormat, you know, but there's such a power in learning how to relax into what has shown up. All those shoulds that we have in our life can lead to some constriction, tightness, anxiety.
Oh, totally.
You know this one.
Oh, I know it so well. I mean, even while you were talking about it, before you got to that part where you said it shows up as constriction, I was thinking every time that happens.
Yeah.
It's a physical.
It is.
Squeezing, you know, and it's like it's almost, it makes you want to react too quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so that's, our bodies often react before our heads do, right? So if you can tune into that, okay, something's happened. And I know this is not my best self. Mm-hmm. I know when I'm constricted.
Yeah.
And you get to trust that knowing. I found, Tiny Buddha blog. He's just a brilliant, I think it's a man who writes this blog. And he had a whole thing on patience where he was talking about for himself, different stories, one about being sick, but he was talking about one where he had a loss in his life. And he said he was dealing with this amazing grief and depression and went on for weeks and weeks and this negative, you know, awful feeling we've all had when you have that kind of deep grief. And he was like, when am I going to heal? You know, when am I going to get over this? And just that frustration. And he said he finally got it only when he relaxed into this is the process of grief. Only when he was able to get rid of a should time frame and just be with the feelings, it somehow had less of a constriction hold on him, right? He could just be with those feelings and miraculously felt like he relaxed into a much more emotionally free place, borrowing from Dr. Orloff's language. And he found a quote in The Course in Miracles, which says, I love this quote, infinite patience produces immediate results. Infinite patience produces immediate results. And think about his story. As soon as he became more patient with his own process around healing and didn't have that wall of should constricting him, he had an immediate result, which is, okay, this is what is. That, you know, sort of relax into what is. And it's what Dr. Orloff says is that, you know, people get confused. Like, patience is not, this is a quote from her, patience doesn't mean you're a doormat or unable to set boundaries with people. Rather, it lets you intuit the situation to get a larger, more loving view to determine right action. So that's when you said, you know, when you feel frustrated, that constriction, and if you want to act from that right away. And
totally.
When I talked to that person on the government official, you know, I was like, okay, what's your supervisor? You know, it was just that all that, it's certainly not empathetic for what his day must have been like for all the people like me calling him with frustration. So that learning, and so what several of the resources I read said, it really is a practice, just like anything else, most everything else of value. You have to practice it. So if you catch yourself at a stoplight and you're in a hurry, it's a wonderful opportunity to practice that this is just as it should be, it'll all be fine. She suggests getting in longer lines. Now, you can't do that in grammar right too much, but you could, you know, elsewhere in the world, you could go when you see a longer line or the slower line or the more struggling person at the checkout, go there and practice empathy for that people in the line, or yeah. you know, or practice daydreaming about how you're going to spend your vacation or something. Mm-hmm. And that that builds up your capacity, because what this has been my experience too, but what Dr. Orloff says in her book Emotional Freedom is that you have an intuitive knower in you, that, you know, in your body, if you can relax into it and not constrict, but just, okay, this is the should, this is what happened. If I let go of my shoulds that it shouldn't have happened, it shouldn't be this time frame, and it shouldn't be that way, and I shouldn't have said that. If I can just notice that and relax into it, that often I'll know right action. Often. The way William S. Burroughs talks about it, your mind will answer most questions if you learn to relax and wait for the answer. But in our quick look it up on the internet, get the answer instantaneously culture, it's counterintuitive to the way many of us spend our days. Mm-hmm. So whether it's practice breathing every time you notice frustration, practice meditation as a way to be a bit more mindful of what's going on, and notice the shoulds. And there's that story that I relayed a few weeks ago about play the golf ball where the monkey throws it. It's based off of an Indian golf course. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, so the monkey threw the ball here. This is what's here. Play yeah. it yeah. and play it with patience, because frustration and anxiety don't serve. And if you allow yourself to really be with that, feel what's underneath that. What's the fear? What's the should? What's the even the harsh words you might be telling yourself that I should know better by now. I'm mm-hmm. this old and I do this work and I should be a model of. Forget it.
Yeah. you're human.
You're human.
Get over it.
Self-compassion is a really justified thing to bring into it. Yeah. And with all of that, we can calm down and find our way for what's the next right step for us.
Very cool. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, CJ.
All right.